At first blush, a climate that was warmed by greenhouse gases across the Northeast will in fact lead to a longer growing season and could present new opportunities for farmers across the region, especially with respect to warm weather crops like watermelons and peppers and tomatoes and peaches, etc. But we've actually studied this in some detail, especially a scientist out of Cornell, and there would also be an increase in really the risks that farmers would face for a variety of reasons. So while there's new opportunities, there's also increased uncertainty and increased risk and potentially considerable yield losses with those agricultural products that currently are a mainstay for the region.
Now, what crops are we talking about? Are we talking about some of the big producers and big industries here in the Northeast? Dairy?
The impacts will likely vary by the agricultural commodities. When you think about dairy, cows produce their maximum amount of milk at about 75 degrees Fahrenheit. So we've seen in the past during warm summers, when the average temperature is much higher than that, that their yield can go down considerably by as much as 20 to 25%. Now, there's certainly a range of adaptations that farmers could take, but a lot of those adaptations are going to require resources. So think, you know, some of the biggest might be, well, we can put the cows in air-conditioned barns, but that would require a considerable investment, and in an industry where there's not a lot of margin for error right now. On the fruit side, many of the fruits that are really iconic across New England, so we can think about apples or blueberries or cranberries or grapes, require a chilling period. And that chilling period is often defined as hours below 45 degrees Fahrenheit. And our analysis shows that under a higher emission scenario, that chilling period would likely not be sufficient for things like Concord grapes, for a whole variety of apples that include Macintosh, for varieties of blueberries, and for all varieties of cranberries.
So we could see, entire industries literally dry up in the Northeast.
We could. So as it got warmer, we would see essentially the disappearance of the cranberry crop across almost all of New England and significant reduction in some of the other crops. Now, the one potential win here is that European grapes grown primarily for wine would actually respond to those warmer temperatures. But overall, that's a pretty small percentage of revenue from agricultural commodities across New England and upstate New York from wine grapes. So there might be a winner or two, but it looks like there might be a lot of losers as well.
With a warming climate and more CO2, you have, you know, faster growing and you have a longer growing season. That could or could not benefit certain crops, but it would definitely benefit weeds and invasive species, wouldn't it?
The work that has been done on this front shows that the weeds are actually far more opportunistic at responding to those conditions than the crops that we want are. So not only can we expect more weeds in the area and new variety of weeds, and these are weeds that they currently have to contend with in regions that are south of here and end up spending a larger amount of money on actually controlling those weeds and pests. And there's a couple of weeds that are particularly problematic, and the one that comes to mind is kudzu, which is, whether we like it or not, probably coming to a neighborhood near you soon. And it really just grows so incredibly quickly. It's an invasive that was brought over from Asia and is really problematic for a lot of major crops down in the south. The other thing that work at the USDA has found is that when weeds grow in at higher temperatures and with more carbon dioxide, they're far more resistant to herbicides. So once again, raising the price to farmers for their operations. So that's an additional concern. One of the other risks that farmers are going to face in the future as temperatures warm up is an increase in the number of hot days. And so we expect that there would be additional heat stress on these crops. So while warm temperatures are good for a lot of crops, really hot temperatures are not. And we're expecting to see an increase in the number of days over 9 degrees Fahrenheit increase substantially up to the range of over 60 per summer across much of the Northeast. Not only that, but while precipitation overall we expect is going to increase, we don't see any increase in summertime precipitation. And that, combined with increases in evaporation because of the warmer temperatures, are going to lead to a scarcity of water in summer and likely much more drought. So that's another risk that farmers are going to take if, in fact, they are growing those crops that need that water at particular times. They may very well have to invest irrigation.
What are some of the solutions? What are some scenarios you could see we could adopt?
We're going to have to think very seriously about how we adapt to those warmer conditions. And there's a range of adaptation strategies that farmers can start thinking about and employing. In part, potentially changing the crop varieties that they're using. In part, by changing their planting and harvest dates. In part, by developing irrigation systems or learning how to treat their livestock differently to keep them cooler. It's going to be, I think, a real challenge to figure out exactly what to do with the limited resources that farmers have. Then the second piece is mitigation, and that's really an effort to avoid catastrophic climate change from the middle to the end of the century. And that's going to require a transition from our reliance on fossil fuel to one where we invest in energy efficiency and renewable technologies.